a sign of recovery today in the Philippines. Schools reopened in Tacloban 2 months after Typhoon Haiyan devastated the city. Another symbol of recovery is the return of some of the area's sari-sari stores. These are small, family-owned shops that sell daily items like coffee, soap, and snacks. But they're more than that. They're also gathering places where people exchange news while they finish off a soda or drink a few beers. Aurora Almendral reports on how people in Tacloban are reviving these neighborhood institutions.
Del Mayero and her granddaughter Heavenly are running a small sari-sari store by the side of the road in Tacloban. For 2 weeks after the typhoon, Yero says she was too traumatized to do much of anything. But she describes herself as a workaholic and needed to get back to work. Using boards and corrugated tin she salvaged from a ruined home, Yero cobbled together a tabletop in a makeshift kitchen.
I don't know when and how. How could I build again? I really need help.
She rinsed off some of the goods she managed to save from the storm and began selling again. On her table, she has canned sardines, instant noodles, packets of powdered milk and shampoo, and a few pots of cooked food. She says she misses her old routine, and it hurts her to think about how hard it will be to get it back. Before the storm, Yero had a coin-operated internet cafe, a small eatery, and a full sari-sari store. Her regulars were her neighbors and the workers at the seaweed processing factory across the street. It was a profitable business and a good life, she says. Now the business is a fraction of what it used to be. Many of her customers have left and others died in the storm. Everyone is struggling. Yero says the prices at her market are high. She feels bad, but she says she has no choice. She has to charge more, sometimes just to break even. Some of her regular customers ask her for small loans to buy food. She used to do that before the storm, but she can't afford it now. Yero and the hundreds of other small sari-sari store owners in Tacloban are the last link in the city's retail supply chain.
That entire chain has been pretty much, to a large extent, destroyed.
That's Mark Ruiz, who runs an organization called Happinoy. They're trying to help sari-sari stores recover from the storm. Ruiz says many of the small stores are selling looted goods or items brought in from faraway cities. And all that means high prices, like for coffee.
Just to give you a quick benchmark, a 6-peso sachet of coffee is selling for around 10 pesos. So that's almost double.
That's only 22 cents for a single serving, but it adds up for those Filipinos who don't make much anyway. He says to get the retail chain working again, they have to restore security and infrastructure every step along the way. Distributors are still reeling from the stock they lost in the looting. Delivery vehicles were destroyed and need to be replaced. Public markets and warehouses need to be repaired. And the sari-sari store owners, who live on pretty small margins in the best of times, need loans and financing. Right now, most of them are barely scraping together enough capital to make a profit. It's not that easy to pick yourself up, Yero says. It's just not that easy.
I'll try my best.
And as the delivery of relief goods winds down, sari-sari stores will have to resume their role as the neighborhood's pantry. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral in Tacloban.